Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire's so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Oh, well, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Yeah, as long as you get to stay home and, you know, not go to work or make a living for yourself and stay cozy and warm. No, it's gorgeous outside. Come on. Some slippery roads. Just watch yourself. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Monday to you. It's the Monday after Thanksgiving. Let's see what happens on the Monday after Thanksgiving. Oh, Cyber Monday. Cyber Monday. Did you go out shopping on Black Friday? I didn't. I didn't even do any online shopping. Is it really necessary? How many ugly sweaters do we need? Put some thought into this year's Christmas presents. Just saying. NRA membership, subscription to your favorite conservative magazine. I don't know. Different ideas out there. I went on to Amazon, did one of those little wish list things that you can send off to people, sent it to my mother, had a hat on there that says 100% deplorable. Said, here, give me this for Christmas. I'll proudly wear that. I hope everybody had just a gracious and giving and loving Thanksgiving. Hopefully there were no fights during dinner or after dinner or before dinner with the family. I had a really cool weekend. And then it just went to hell. If people follow me on the social medias, Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff, Facebook, which, by the way, you can link to from our website at 991fmtalk.com. Just click on the show schedule, click on my picture there, and then it'll bring you up my section, and all my social media links are right there, along with some websites, suggested websites I need to update, because I got a couple of others that I think are pretty cool I need to put in there. But if you do follow me on social media, then you might have seen a picture of me. I was graciously asked to engineer the UNLV's radio broadcast because their traveling engineer was doing basketball. So I said, sure. I haven't been to a game in a while. And when it's UNLV versus UNR, I mean, come on. You got to watch that game. Little disappointed that more people didn't come out and brave the cold, you know. But it was Thanksgiving weekend, so they also might have been traveling with, you know, the kids going home and seeing their families. But still, Wolfpack had their supporters out there. So I posted a picture of me looking all happy and, hey, look what I'm doing. And it was a good game. Oh my gosh. Mistakes were made, plays made up for it, going back and forth. UNLV's leading. UNR comes from behind. It's tied. It goes into overtime. UNR gets a field goal. We're leading. And then UNLV gets a touchdown. And they win. 33-30. But it was a great game. It was interesting being with UNLV supporters to see their excitement and, I don't know, hear their comments about how, well, you know, UNR is famous for coming from behind. So this might not be as clear cut. And then, boy, after that halftime, here we go. Just start, the plays start rolling. And man, their excitement. When UNLV made that last play and the cannon kept, you know, the cannon will stay red. Really thought we were going to get the Fremont cannon back. This is the first time, I think, twice in a row. Their excitement was contagious. And I thought, you know, it's a great game. If it has to stay red, then, you know, that's fine. We'll get it. Fremont Cannon 2020. And then as we're watching the field, a little fight breaks out here. And then a little fight breaks out here. And then a bigger fight breaks out. In the backfield, over by the goalposts, and then all of these little fights just kind of merge into that one, and it's a big fight. I was so embarrassed. So embarrassed. People in the crowd, the Wolfpack, supporters of the Wolfpack, throwing stuff at UNLV, throwing stuff at the players, to where even the announcer had to come on the PA system and say, please do not throw things down onto the field. They were throwing like ice balls or something. Throwing all kinds of stuff. So embarrassed. Then as it starts to break up and the rebels start leaving the field area by the goalposts where the bigger fight was, heading to their to the guest locker room. Words are exchanged, and another incident breaks out. I'm not going to say fight because it was people in the stands against the rebels. People trying to get over the bar there, actually trying to get down at the team. Again, I was so embarrassed. Here I am with their announcers, and they're just like, geez, people. It's a rivalry. There's no reason for violence. It's supposed to be a fun rivalry. You trash talk. You so I tried my best and apologized to the guys and Caleb and Russ. It was a pleasure being with you. I just couldn't believe not only the UNR players, but the supporters, the kids. I mean, you see violence all over the place now. You see violence just taking off across the country. Trump supporters being bloodied and beaten. Is this the country that we want to live in? I mean, sure. It's a rivalry. It's just football, people. That's where you want to make your stand and be a jerk? Very frustrating. Especially when just 2 days before, we were supposed to be sitting around and giving thanks for what we have been given. That we live in a beautiful country. That we have the right to agree or disagree. And we have the right to voice those opinions. We have the rights to protect ourselves. We have the rights to assemble. But then it seems more and more when we do assemble, just violence, whether you're supporting a football team or you're supporting a president, or you just get caught in the wrong place at the wrong time and there's a protest going on somewhere because you're white. Yet the people who are bashing on you are white as well. So, yeah, go figure that one. Did you hear what happened earlier? Hence our poll question for today that I'll bring back to you in just a moment. We really need to stop and think about how we're reacting to things. Everybody needs a massage or something, because this is getting pretty damn sad. 884-9910. Did you see the game? Did you see the fight actually make the news? Not the great game that it was? Yeah, fights. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live and local with Monica J. 99.1 is FM Talk.
92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, indeed live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. And we are, well, actually a few weeks away from winter, but we're getting it today, which is nice because we need it. It'd be nice to actually see a nice, strong, heavy snow. So it started out as a two-hour delay in Carson City, but now Carson City schools are closed. Yes, they are closed due to the storm. WNC also canceling classes today. If you are out on the roads today, watch for the slick spots. I know it's called black ice for a reason because you can't really see it when it's on a black roadway, but here you go. Especially watch out for, everything's going to be shady now. I was going to say shady spots, but since we don't have any sun peeking out. But you know where the slick spots usually are. Around trees, because everything froze overnight again. Thawing and freezing and thawing and freezing. So you get those ice patches, usually in shady spots. You know where they are. And, of course, intersections. Intersections always the worst. I was talking to a nice lady on Wednesday, and she didn't think that the storm was that bad and did her usual braking. Yeah, right into the back of the person in front of her. I had enough room, but the tires just locked up and slid. It's like, well, that's what happens this time of year. That's what happens. Sorry about that. Okay. If you log on to 991fmtalk.com. You don't have to put the triple W in anymore. Answer today's poll question. Big Trump rally, total party inside, but trying to get into the rally for people outside, going through protesters, multiple videos of people getting sucker punched, hats taken, hats getting knocked off. It's the sucker punches that gets me. Again, going back to that violence, it's hands-on violence. Some people can be arrested in different areas if you spit on someone because you have contact. Things just aren't being done. Police were there. Security was there. But it just kind of, meh. So wherever you're at, do you think that the police should automatically arrest people that sucker punch others during protests? Both sides. I don't care who you are. If you sucker punch someone, not only are you a coward, but you're a criminal, in my opinion. So log on today and vote. Should police automatically arrest people? And I'm sure that I will get people saying, oh, well, you know, the jails are full and why are you doing stuff like this and blah, blah, blah. Well, you know what? There are all kinds of things you can do. Arrest them. Put them through the system. And then, rather than spending their time in jail, they can spend hundreds of hours of community service. How about that? Hundreds of hours of community service, ankle bracelets on, and home arrest. I don't know why we don't use ankle bracelets more and home arrest. Get them off the streets. I can't wait to see the answer to this one. If it's not 100%, then we do have some crazies out there. Because if you think it's okay to sucker punch people, again, you're a coward and you are definitely part of the problem. Maybe that's something that we should start doing. Having judges in many courts at these protests so these people can be just, as soon as they sucker punch somebody, take them right over. You did this. There's video. There's always video. You did this. There's proof. Boom. You're charged. Home arrest. Community service. Get the hell out of here. And if you're seen at another protest within, I don't know, 6 months, because you can't conduct yourself like a human being, then you don't get to go to them. Oh, but we have the freedom to assemble and we have the freedom to protest. Yeah, you have all of that. Do you understand what an incredible right that is? To be able to assemble and voice your concerns, not block people's paths, not sucker punch them, not spit on them. There are other countries in 2019 that you will automatically be tear gassed, you'll be taken away, maybe never seen again, for assembling. You know what happens when people act this way? Then the government, in all their wisdom, and I say that sarcastically, comes in and starts regulating things. Just another way to take away your rights. Because of violence, we have to protect everybody. What would you like to talk about today? 884-9910 on this blustery day. Gotta love it. Let's check in with Fox News this morning on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Every weekday between 10 and noon. 10 and noon, 884-9910. Whatever you'd like to talk about. But sometimes I do ask someone to call so we can have something specific to talk about. And I'd like to talk about giving this holiday season. Of course, everybody's got their toy drives on. Everybody's worried about the kids, making sure that, you know, Santa comes and, I don't know, just making sure they have joy, which is fine. That's all well and good. But I like to donate to those people who are truly forgotten, and that is our seniors. So joining us right now on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk this morning is Fannie Jane Martini, and she has Adopt a Senior. Hi, Fannie.
Hi, Monica. How are you?
I am doing fabulous. I'm so glad you're able to call in. You're a busy, busy woman. And I tell you, this is such an awesome thing that how many years have you been doing this now?
I've personally been involved with this for 3 years. And I have to tell you, you know, you and I have talked and I have a lot of things I'm passionate about. But when I first got involved with this, and I actually went to see senior centers and realized that even in the very nice centers, I mean, I'm talking the really high end, it's amazing how many seniors don't ever have anybody visit them. I mean, it's literally as if they've been forgotten, and it just broke my heart. And so this kind of evolved, and I'm passionate about it, and it just brings so much joy to these older people when we show up. And it, you know, it's not even about the gifts, Monica. It's just about holding their hand or, you know, singing a carol or eating a cookie with them. And mm-hmm. So, you know, I met you and I know that, you know, you like this program, but I like tear up whenever I talk about it.
Yeah. No, I do too, because I remember as being a Rainbow Girl. That's what we did every year. Every Christmas is we got a group of 20, 30 of us together and we went to all the convalescent hospitals, and it just, you could tell that the people just wanted some contact with someone. You know, they have their nurses and doctors, but they go for days and they have no contact with anyone else. So what type of donations are you looking for Adopt a Senior?
So what we try to do is we try to make it very equal for every single senior. And we really are proud that it's locally based. So what we like to do is provide seniors with things that they need, but also, you know, a little fun gift item as well. So what we do is we provide each senior with a fuzzy pair of socks. We provide them with a Christmas ornament. And then I don't know if a lot of viewers know this, but seniors tend to get really chapped lips and chapped mm-hmm. hands. So we try to do a really nice lotion and a really nice lip balm for them. And we wrap it all up. And we put them into like a cellophane bag, but everything's wrapped so they can unwrap everything individually. And then we actually show up with a Santa Claus, and we have music, and we get donations for cookies. So there's a couple different ways that we can do this. Right now, we say for a $25 donation, that will provide one senior with a lip balm, a lotion, fuzzy socks, an ornament, and then help provide with the wrapping paper and all those kind of goodies. Or if someone wants to do donations of brand new fuzzy socks, or they want to bring down, you know, their own lip balms, things like that, we can do that as well. We've kind of got this down to a science where we you know how to order everything, and we kind of have an assembly line. So obviously monetary donations are a little bit easier, but we are open to anything. And then the other side of this is I can let your viewers know where we'll be delivering, and we're more than happy to have anyone come down and kind of sing songs and eat cookies and say hi to the seniors.
Oh gosh, sing songs and eat cookies. I think I can do that.
Yeah, but we
that sounds great for
too.
Me. So, well, where should people drop things off, or how do they get in contact with you?
So, Monica, I can make it very easy. I can, you know, have them. I don't know if it's easy for you, but I can have them drop things off at your center, or I could have them drop things off at my where I met you, which is Lucky Dog Day Spa. I can have them drop that, or they can always call and use Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, whatever they're comfortable with.
Okay. That is not an inconvenience for us. If you
Great.
Are in Carson, if you are in Carson City, we have a location for Evans Broadcast in Carson City. And if you are on there on Idaho Street, if you are in Reno, you can drop it off at 1755 East Plum Lane, Suite 169. Just say this is for the Adopt a Santa. Yeah, I'll adopt a Santa. Adopt a Senior with the Monica J Show. So drop off anything you'd like. You can drop off gift cards. You can drop off Christmas cards. If you want to put little notes in for people, you can drop off socks, nice lip balms, whatever you'd like to drop off. And I will make sure that Fanny gets it. And I want to participate in the assembly line this year, too, if the dates work out, Fanny. Because
oh my gosh,
I really
would
do,
love it.
I really do appreciate this. And again, everybody's worried about the toys for the kids. And I want to be worrying about the seniors and the veterans out there that have lost their family. They're the ones that are left. So I want to make sure that we focus on them as well. Fanny,
for sure.
I know you're traveling. So again,
yes, I am. And I hear you guys are in the snow, right?
Yes. So you picked a good time to get out of Dodge,
out.
Per se.
Yeah, exactly.
But,
well, thank you so much for letting everybody know about this. And like you said, as it should be, Christmas is really geared around towards the kids. However, the seniors really are lost and forgotten a lot of times. And so it'd just be nice to brighten their holiday season.
Yeah, giving is for everyone. So please drop your items off at the radio station, either in Carson City or in Reno. You can email me. You can do any of the social medias. Just keep in mind that they are delivered usually the second weekend in December. So we want to get everything together this week. So try to do it before Friday.
Monica, thank you for helping. And thanks to all the listeners out there. And again, if you have any questions, shoot it through Monica and I'll be happy to answer them for her.
All right. Fanny Mae. Oh, geez.
Fanny. Everybody does that.
Well, it's so ingrained in our brains, you know, the
yep.
power of advertising with the government. Fanny Jane Martini, thank you so much for joining me today. And hopefully those donations will start rolling in and I will catch you next week. There you have it. I know we say it, everything focuses around the kids and we do want to bring joy to the kids, but trust me, in working with the organizations that I've worked with over the years, they get an abundance. There's more than just the Salvation Army and the Catholic Charities Church. And, you know, it goes on and on who are collecting toys for the kids. Let's do something to really spread joy this holiday season and make sure that we don't forget our seniors. And those seniors are everybody. They're moms and dads and brothers and sisters and veterans and firefighters and police personnel. But nobody knows that because people don't have time to sit down and talk with the seniors anymore. So let's give them a great Christmas as well. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. If you have any questions about Adopt a Senior, you can shoot them to me there. Or Fanny's also got a Facebook page, Lucky Dog Spa. You can drop items off there as well. And let's just have a great Christmas. Not just a Merry Christmas, a great and loving Christmas. 884-9910, what would you like to talk about today on this Cyber Monday? I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to do any deal shopping. I want to be more thoughtful this holiday season. Ugh, please, I said holiday season because we've got New Year's coming up too. Do you believe it? 2020. Literally around the corner. It's the Monica Jay Show, your live and local FM talk show at 884-9910, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, your live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. So glad you could be with me today on this Monday, Cyber Monday, the Monday after Thanksgiving. Are we still just all rolling around and turkey's gone? I made way too small of a turkey this year. Of course, I also didn't get it until Wednesday and had to thaw it. So I figured, well, I better go a little bit smaller so I can get it thawed in time for tomorrow. Already gone. Unbelievable. No more turkey sandwiches. No. So Skip just sent me an email. I would refer to my recent email to you. Civility and manners are not part of upbringing of late. Me first is the mantra of the new generations. Would suggest the authorities get out of parenting and make the parents responsible for their kids' actions. A good book again is in order when called for. I remember mine and understood who was in charge. I know Dr. Spock is turning over in his grave. Good day, Skip. Skip, great email. No, you're right. You know, we're seeing this because of that generation before that was all about the timeouts. You know, you can't spank your kids anymore. It's child abuse. So you put them in a corner and make them just sit there. Or you send them to their room with their video games and their cell phone and their internet, and they could care less if they're in their rooms. That's utopia for most kids nowadays. They don't even want to be with the family. Because in some schools, they're teaching them that, well, you know, your family sucks. Your family's capitalists. Because they're more into teaching socialism. Capitalism is racism and wrong. So your parents are wrong. And if you think I'm just saying that and there's nothing behind it, well, then you need to start waking up and looking at some of the responsible reporters out there that are actually covering this stuff. It's not good. It is not good at all. If you are in the Carson City area, not Carson City, if you are in the Douglas County area, you got a big decision to make. Big, big, big decision. Actually, no, this might be Carson City. Unless it's Washoe County, I get everything confused. Sorry about that, guys. I'm still learning. But I got an email from Bepsi with the Carson City Republican Group, and I tell you, I wouldn't have seen this if she didn't pass it along to me. So I am so grateful that she did. You guys have some homes coming up. Big meeting with developers. Oh, you gotta love those meeting with developers. Anderson Ranch Estates. So it's 48 acres located west of Mountain Street, east of Ormsby Boulevard in West Carson City. Now, project representatives are going to be on hand at this meeting. It's basically a tentative subdivision map, and they're going to be there to answer questions. I'm glad I don't live in Carson City, because this sucks. The meeting with developers is Thursday, December 5th. It's this Thursday. Put this on your calendar. Put it in your phone. Get your ringtones going to it. 5 to 6 p.m. An hour. Thanks, guys. It's going to be at the Vintage at the Frisch School. So what they are planning for this 48 acres, building oversized homes on 5,000 square foot lots. What? I remember when my husband and I were looking at homes and he had to keep explaining to me. I'm like, what's a decent lot size? And he would show me and, you know, map things out. And he's like, you don't want anything under 7. If you're under 7,000 square feet, you're in Vegas. This is just, wow. Everything is just going to be cramped in together. And I guess the people that are doing it are Christie Corporation, Christie Corp. And they've built several planned communities around the areas. Kylie Ranch actually is one of them, which I'm very familiar with. I have a number of friends that live in Kylie Ranch. And wow. Talk about just jamming as many homes as you can into your 48 acres. What kind of area do you want to live in? What do you want to call home? Just so people can have a house? Is that what's best? What environment do you want to have around you? Carson City, be there. Get to this meeting this Thursday, the 5th, 5 p.m. It says to 6, but maybe they'll go longer. If you pack the place, maybe they'll answer some of your questions. Good luck with all of it. But, you know, it goes to 6:30. They only allotted 90 minutes for the meeting. So as a suggestion, have your questions ready going in. Have them written out so you don't get flustered. People have a tendency to brain freeze when things are stressful, when people's answers are making you angry. So write it down. This Thursday, 5 to 6:30 at the Frisch School, Carson City. You don't want to miss it. 884-9910. What would you like to talk about today on the Monica J Show, your live and local FM talk show?